prophets of praise. Praise is like sunlight to the human spirit. We cannot flower and grow without it. And yet, while most of us are only too ready to apply to others the cold wind of criticism, we are somehow reluctant to give our fellows the warm sunshine of praise. It's strange how chary we are about praising. Perhaps it's because few of us know how to accept compliments gracefully. Instead, we are embarrassed and shrug off the words we are really so glad to hear. Because of this defensive reaction, direct compliments are surprisingly difficult to give. That is why some of the most valued pats on the back are those which come to us indirectly, in a letter, or passed on by a friend. When one thinks of the speed with which spiteful remarks are conveyed, it seems a pity that there isn't more effort to relay pleasing and flattering comments. It's especially rewarding to give praise in areas in which effort generally goes unnoticed or unmentioned. An artist gets complimented for a glorious picture, a cook for a perfect meal. But do you ever tell your laundry manager how pleased you are when the shirts are done just right? Do you ever praise your paperboy for getting the paper to you on time 365 days a year? Praise is particularly appreciated by those doing routine jobs. Gas station attendants, waitresses, even housewives. Comment is often made about activities which are relatively easy and satisfying, like arranging flowers, but not about jobs which are hard and dirty, like scrubbing floors. Shakespeare said, "Our praise are our wages." Since so often praise is the only wage a housewife receives, surely she of all people should get her measure. Mothers know instinctively that for children an ounce of praise is worth a pound of scolding. Still, we're not always as perceptive as we might be about applying the rule. Teachers agree about the value of praise. One teacher writes that instead of drowning students' compositions in critical red ink, the teacher will get far more constructive results by finding one or two things which have been done better than last time, and commenting favorably on them. Behavioral scientists have done countless experiments to prove that any human being tends to repeat an act which has been immediately followed by a pleasant result. In one such experiment, a number of school children were divided into three groups and given arithmetic tests daily for 5 days. One group was consistently praised for its previous performance. Another group was criticized. The third was ignored. Not surprisingly, those who were praised improved dramatically. Those who were criticized improved also, but not so much. And the scores of the children who were ignored hardly improved at all. Interestingly, the brightest children were helped just as much by criticism as by praise. But the less able children reacted badly to criticism, needed praise the most. Yet the latter are the very youngsters who, in most schools, fail to get the pat on the back. To give praise costs the giver nothing but a moment's thought and a moment's effort, perhaps a quick phone call to pass on a compliment, or 5 minutes spent writing an appreciative letter. It is such a small investment, and yet consider the results it may produce. "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment," said Mark Twain. So let's be alert to the small excellences around us and comment on them. We will not only bring joy into other people's lives, but also, very often, add happiness into our own.